Bike ride through a sandy desert away from ideal boyfriend material. Too much like hard work for any prospective partner to take on. Not that he cared too much about that. For the only downside he could see to his chosen lifestyle at present, aside from the constant ridicule of some, and the possible harm it was inflicting on his body and mind, if the so-called experts were to be believed, was a persistent, unrelenting craving he had for, well, more. If only he knew more of what. It was an itch he couldn't quite scratch. All he knew for certain was that something was missing from his life, and that he would feel permanently in limbo until the nagging omission was identified, preferably found. Mal's was a Gandalf without his staff, a Winnie absent his piglet, a knight minus a quest. Outside of the speeding train, the daily routine continued, and the mundane world he was forced to endure passed by in a blur, as it always did. His was a tedious existence, governed by limitations and rules, with horrid bosses, false personas, and zero cheats or do-overs. He was merely one more player added to the list, a side character, a bit part entity making up the numbers, such was his lot. It was enough to get you down, so he resolved to move on in more ways than one. He'd deal with the Queen of Halitosis any when he had to, cross that bridge the very second it loomed large on the horizon. Not a moment before. Time to focus on something else. Anything else. Miles was seated at the rear of the carriage by choice with his back to the connecting doors. This was his preferred vantage point as it afforded him an excellent view of his fellow passengers, essential for the activity he had in mind. People watching had been something he'd believed rather dull until quite recently, hadn't considered himself the type. Of late, though, he tweaked and developed it into an art form. Most of his fellow travellers had their heads down, eyes glued to a multitude of screens as normal, endlessly scrolling through their phones like zombies. Of the rest, some were reading newspapers or books, broadening their horizons. A few more were simply staring aimlessly out of the windows, pondering perhaps the concerns of the day ahead. He knew that feeling. He studied each stranger in turn, attempting to create an amusing backstory of his own which matched their look and demeanour, to pass the time. He began with the closest, an elderly couple seated opposite him. They were holding hands and smiling, like they were eternally grateful for every single second they could eke out of their time together. Appeared to be on a shopping trip, or visiting relatives. However, today, in Mal's land, they were also Olympic champions who had achieved near superstar status. The old man was more agile than he appeared. He'd taken gold in table tennis at the World Championships, won the 2023 European Open, and came third in the Qatar Grand Prix earlier this year. A medical marvel who defied time, with two new hips, no finer ping-ponger was there than Fingers McGee, renowned for his amazing dexterity and forehand smash. His beautiful lady wife was a BMX rider unsurpassed in her field, in anyone else's fields too. The peddling pensioner was an internet sensation, the fastest thing on two wheels this side of Peckham, poster girl of the octogenarians, of all the bowls, clubs and golf courses throughout the land. These senior citizen mega-celebrities, Miles decided, were on their way to sign a lucrative big-money contract with Channel 4 Television, having been offered their very own talk show entitled Ethel and Brian on Life. Prime viewing, if that was your bag. But what struck Miles most about Ethel and Brian, or whatever their real names were, as he stared in fascination and chuckled to himself, was how wholly content they obviously were in one another's company. Totally at peace. Oblivious to the outside world, almost. To anything and everything beyond their perfect little bubble. He couldn't help but envy them. Tracy and Stacy from Arkansas, USA, were social media stars too. Video bloggers, travelling the world, committing a series of murders in the most bizarre and heinous ways, uploading it all onto the World Wide Web for their fans. The gruesome details bar none. Their channel had grown steadily over the last couple of years, but following an appearance on a